Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you all for joining us on another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am your host, Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife, Kwajalein, who's right here by my side, and she's definitely our host as well. So, honey, I would like to introduce you to the show on the night. Honey, you there?
Hello. Hello.
All right. All right. Well, tonight's topic going to be a very good topic on our Free Flow Friday, and we're talking about, is it possible to be single and saved? Some single Christians struggle daily with longing to be married and have their emotional and physical needs met. Oftentimes, they feel alone and rejected by the church. They have many unanswered questions, and some are reluctant to ask. Tonight, we will discuss some of these questions, such as, how far should single Christians go when dating? Are churches equipping and helping their single members as they should? Again, thank you for joining us tonight on Friday. Today's date is August the 26th. And again, this is our Free Flow Friday. Right now, what I'm going to do is go ahead and open up the lines for all callers that may be waiting. Caller in again, 1-844. You're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor. How are y'all?
Great. How are you, Miss?
I'm good. I was sitting here listening to you talk about that, and it's hard. I have to say that it's hard because I can only imagine if I was not married, you know, being in the flesh per se, then becoming, you know, experience all them lovely pleasures that women and men do in the flesh, unmarried, and then becoming saved and have to suppress them desires. I think it would be hard. Now, the church I attend here in Kansas does promote, you know, a lot of engagements where the singles can meet and, you know, to get the, you know, right word of God to go along with that. But I can only imagine what they're going through. I really can.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got something to say on tonight, because we look forward to hearing from you, Miss.
Okay, Pastor.
All right. Call it in again, 6-770, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Ken and Pastor Kwajalein.
Hey, Pastor Michelle.
How y'all doing tonight?
Well, we're doing okay. I got a bit of a headache, but I'm going to push on through.
I was going to ask, how was your headache doing?
I definitely know not to go to sleep without that CPAP machine again.
I know that's right. Excited for the show tonight. I'm waiting to hear what some singles have to say.
Yes, me too.
We don't have any on the line right now.
That's all right, because if they call, they call. If they don't, hey, we'll talk about it. But we can imagine, only imagine how rough
right.
It is.
Hey, Pastor Michelle.
Hi. Who said that?
Yes.
Hey, Mitch. I'm sorry, y'all. I put my phone on mute.
All right. Our next caller ending in 8277. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am doing well.
Well, praise the Lord.
I'm excited
praise
for
the
this
Lord.
Tonight.
Say again.
I'm excited for this tonight.
Yeah, we definitely looking forward to our singles to call in as well as our married folk, because we want to hear what everybody got to say about this topic. It can be a bit controversial.
You guys have been picking some good topics.
Well,
it's gonna start up some conversations, as
well. Amen. Well, glory be to God for that, because we sure need it. Well, thank you for calling, madam, and you know your line is always open, so if you have anything to add to the conversation on tonight, please feel free to do so.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, callers and listeners. Well, tonight is a very, good topic. It can be controversial in a sense to some people, but I think we're going to have a good time having this conversation on our Free Flow Friday. I got a new caller just came in. Let me go ahead and bring the caller into the net. Caller ending in 2174. You're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Keenan and Quadula. This is Minister Phyllis. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Minister Phyllis.
We doing good. How you doing?
Doing fine.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Well, we sure thank you for calling. I'm doing okay, too. I'm glad to hear you doing good. But,
yes,
you know, we got this line open tonight, and we're talking about a good topic on tonight. And we pray that you have something to add to the conversation. It's called, Is It Possible to Be Single and Saved? And, you know, in the world we live in today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, I believe you can, Pastor Ken and Quadulum, because, you know, it's all about your attitude. You know, how bad do you want something from God instead of messing it up and then you got to throw it all back over again? And I say, yes, you can be single and saved.
All right. I like it. So we definitely going to need your input on tonight, ma'am. If you could just know that that your line will be open, and if you got anything to add to the topic, we sure will appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, callers and listeners, check it out. We're talking about a very controversial topic to some, but I think it's a very good topic to talk about because most people are kind of tap dance over this subject when it comes about in the church. So you got some singles that, like we said earlier, they struggle daily with longing to be married, you know, because they worry about, oh, I want to be married before I get too old, or I'm still young, and you know what I'm saying, I want to get out there and enjoy myself beforehand. But at the same time, they're struggling because they're worried about trying to maintain, you know, their not only their sanity, because sometimes it can drive some people up the wall, but they're trying to maintain first their spiritual, you know, their spiritual background, you know, being how they were raised and making sure that they live according to the Word of God. But, you know, we know just as well that, you know, the Word of God tells us that the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. So sometimes that flesh be trying to rise up and get the best of them when you're out there. You know, so we're going to talk about it and see what our callers and listeners have to say. So listeners, if you're listening in right now and you got something you want to say, call in at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. Call us in now so we can hear what you got to say, because we would really love to hear what you got to say. All right. Praise the Lord. We just got another caller that's chimed in. Hold on just a minute, callers. Caller in and in 4620. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Faye. How everybody's doing? Well.
Hey, Faye. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Praise the Lord.
The house coming along, Faye.
Y'all come out here and help me.
It's so beautiful.
Sure will.
When we come to make it, we're
going to have food. We coming over. We know you're going to have some nice food cooked.
I'm trying to get it together.
Praise your line will be open, Faye. We definitely look forward to hear what you have to say on tonight. So this is our Free Flow Friday, guys. Can you cut it down a little bit? And so I just pretty much have some questions. I want you guys to get engaged, because we are married. So I know it's a little different for those of us that's married. But I didn't think about when I was talking to my friend the other day, and, I was just saying how, I've been married, and so I don't really know what it's like to be single and saved. But I do know what it's like to be single and saved because I didn't get married until I was almost 25. And Miss Phyllis, you were there.
Yes.
And I forgot.
Yes, I was.
Been married.
It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful.
Thank
yeah.
you. I've been married so long that I forgot that
I
actually
you.
Did.
And that's when I tell you all, the two of you all the time, y'all really are an inspiration to other people. Because, other people who got married at the church, they married them last. But look at you all. Y'all are still hanging in there.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't say it was peaches and sunshine all the time because I know you had to go through some things, but you're still standing,
Yeah,
and
Lord.
That's what, inspired me about y'all because, some of y'all still act like y'all at y'all wedding. Y'all still in love with each other.
Well, praise God. We had our moments, though.
I know you did. I know you, especially you, Pastor Carter, because I know time you got married, you had to hurry up and get out of here.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I did. We thank you for that, Mr. Phyllis, and we praise God. We truly do.
Yeah.
But, just going back to that, I remember during that time that, I was trying to live, to be saved and to live right.
Yeah.
I really wanted to rededicate my life to God and, I had been in a long-term relationship. And even then, was raised according to the Word of God, even though I didn't, when doing what the Word of God said. And then after I broke up with him, I did desire, I wanted to really live right for God. So there was that time. I did go through, that time period, even when I was going with him, I was going through that time period where I was single, yet still trying to be saved. And so God brought that back to my remembrance because I promise I had forgot. And so I can relate, and I do understand, and it is difficult. It is difficult when you have emotional and physical needs, and you want, because for some people, that's the one struggle. Like, they could do everything,
right.
It's just being single and wanting that, that affection and like physical needs are physical needs. Those are things that we're supposed to have. We have longings, our emotional needs. That's, that's normal. So how do... First of all, is it possible to be single and saved? Yes, I think it is. That's my now. Will we might fall sometimes? It's like you be married and fall. That's what it is. But I also agree that it is possible. I'm not saying that it's easy, and no way am I saying that it's easy. But I do believe it's possible. And I know it's possible. And I know some people that are single. Like Pastor Knight, Missionary Crystal, and they are saved. Okay, so I wanted to start off with, first of all, as a church, as the church, do you all feel that the church meets the needs of singles appropriately or adequately? Do you all feel that we are meeting the needs of our single members?
Come on, somebody.
What you mean by meeting the need, Pastor Carjula?
Do you feel like we are, prepping them for marriage? We are giving them the support that they need, the understanding that they need.
Okay. I feel like,
I can't speak for nobody else, but I feel like I am, because it's also according to the leadership that you're sitting under. And as long as they're giving you and telling you what you need to do to live a holy life, and I would say yes.
Okay, so you say yes. Does anybody else have anything to say on that?
I do. Just being in the church that I'm in right now, I know the bishop, he often, preaches holy living. He definitely encourages the singles to be patient and pray about their spouse coming, and, definitely the courtship. And I remember Pastor Michelle saying that also. So I believe the church that I attend is definitely meeting the needs of the singles. And he also encourages the singles to come to the events, like when he does the couples groups and stuff. He encourages the singles to come so that they can learn how to be a good husband and or wife as he's ministering to us. So I believe the church is doing a good job at ministering the singles.
Okay. I want to ask you a question about that, and then that, Pastor Michelle, was that you? What were you about to say?
Yes,
something?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you know what? Go ahead, and then I'm going to write my question. Wait a minute. We're going to open up the line, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, and then anybody else that has anything to say to answer that question, then I have another question going back to something Mish said. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Kyra, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, y'all.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello. Hey, I'm good. Good. Good.
Yeah,
just listening in.
Welcome on tonight, and your line will be open. This is Free Flow Friday, so we look forward to hear what you have to say. So chime in when you're ready.
Okay, great. Okay.
Go ahead, Pastor Michelle.
I think GH2F number two, when I was pastoring, we had a singles ministry. One of our evangelists headed the singles ministry. They went on different events together, field trips, activities, laser tag, whatever. And they were together, and that way the pressure of that hugging, kissing, and all that stuff. But they did stuff with everyone else, but it was stuff that was set aside just for them. It's things that they did together to build up one another. So I think as far as when I was, pastoring, that we did what we could for the singles ministry, for the singles in the church, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me. I have, I forgot to say when first called, I have a friend of mine here who's also listening in on this call, Minister Shannon Stafford. And she wanted to say something, if you don't mind.
Of course not. Thank you for listening in. You are more than welcome.
Hi. I think.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I hope you guys are great. I think it depends on the affiliation of the ministry that you're with, because certain ministries have different programs for singles, and, they meet the needs of, especially the larger churches, of course, they have more resources and help to be able to meet the need of the single people in the congregation.
Right. But thank you for that. That definitely plays a part. Ooh. Definitely.
Yeah.
It definitely does. Thank you. And your line, the line will be open if you have, anything else to say throughout the conversation. We do have another caller. Caller ending in 5359.
You're on the air?
You're on the air.
Excuse me, everyone. This is Janelle calling.
Hey, Janelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, your line will be open. We look forward to hearing what you have to say tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So is there anyone else who wants to answer the question? Are we as a church meeting the needs of our singles?
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's a two-part to it to me. And like Pastor Michelle was saying, you know, my thing is, I look at it this way. There's the one side where you're teaching the singles how to be, you know, that good husband and wife when they do become one. And I think that's good. But then I think there's also this other side to where we have to remember that we don't know. I mean, it's God's timing when their spouse is coming. So in the meantime, people need to know how to live saved and still have fun with life and not just feel, mm-hmm. okay, I'm so depressed because I don't have this spouse, or that's the only mm-hmm. thing they're yearning for and looking forward to. They need to know life is fun and it's okay until you get that spouse. Otherwise, you accept whoever comes first.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that they're always doing that part.
Okay. Okay.
Quanjalyn, if I could say something, this is Kyra, and say it. He's right here with me. Our church here, they do a lot for the singles ministry, a lot. You know, they have the outings where they go out and, you know, they may do bowling or something. They do they have, you know, the Bible studies for them. But one thing I noticed was that we have a parents' night out for the married couples, and, you know, bishop and pastor, they're the ones who are ministering, and the married couples go, and, you know, you leave your kids, you know, in another part of the church, and, you know, the singles, most of the people who are helping are the single women who are watching the kids. And a couple of years ago, I went to one of the other ministers, and I told her, I said, we need to have a parents' night out for the single people who have kids. Because if they're single and they have kids, they don't have a spouse who they can just kind of go out and hang out or do whatever. And it took a little while for it to get going. And I was the first to volunteer to help keep these kids. You know, we have a large church, and so we have a lot of singles, and I was like, I'll be the first to volunteer my time, you know what I'm saying, to help these mothers. And what fueled that was because before I got married, I was single. I was a single mother. You know, it was just me and my oldest son. So I remembered and was saying, God, I don't ever want to forget how that felt to be by myself, or, you know, to really long for a spouse and have a child. So I have to think about that as well. And it has been very successful. It has been very successful. Very, very successful. And the singles, I didn't know, but they had actually been waiting for the parents' night out for them too. And I didn't know that. But it's about remembering, you know, if we've been in that position before. You know, I know, you know, some of you have not, but I know how it feels to be a single mother, and being a part of a church that, you know, didn't really, you know, acknowledge my need to be fed, to be without my child for a little bit, you know, to be ministered to, you know, things like that.
Right.
It's been very, you know, you have to look at it from the other side. Even when you make it to the other side, you can't forget, you know where you've come from, either.
Amen, amen. And Kyra, I must say that definitely was an act of selfless service, because you went out there and you put yourself out first to show them that, hey, I'm here, and I'm willing to be the one to step out first and, you know, take the first step
That's
to get
right.
this get this off the ground. That program actually is a good thing. Sounds like, and you say it's very successful. And what I want to say is, with that, you know, it's really easy for us to be able to relate to being single, right? And being saved. Now, you know what I'm saying? When we look back on it, you know, and what I mean by that is, it's easy for us to be able to relate to those that are not married and have kids, you know, and are longing to have a husband or a wife,
right.
because we can relate. When you can talk to them and you can say, hey, look, I've been saying I've been there before, I know this, it's easy for you to minister to them. But if you have someone that's single, you know, and may not have kids, then they probably would be a little reluctant about, you know, being able to do exactly what you did
that's
as far
right.
as stepping out and saying, hey, I'll be the first one to step out to help, you know, with parents that are single and have kids. So I thank God for you for doing that because, you know, when you have a heart for the people and your heart is set on saying, okay, I'm willing to step out there and do what I need to do, then it helps the people, you know, be able to come forward. So
that's right.
I just want to say thank
you. Amen. Amen.
I as well want to commend you because you wasn't selfish with that because you didn't forget where you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you move self out the way and always take on the consideration of others and helping others, it was going to be better anyway. And the other thing that was great about that, because there's a lot of single parents that are beautiful parents and they don't want their kids staying with Tom,
That's
Dick,
right.
and Harry.
That's right.
And with that being said, they felt safe within the church.
That's right.
Well, you know, that spirit that you had to lead that on drew them near you. And gave them trust so that they can go and enjoy themselves.
That's right.
And I commend you for that.
Oh, thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Is there anybody else? Okay. I wanted to say this. That is, I commend you as well, Kyra. But that made me think, I have a couple things I want to say because I want to go back to something Mish said too, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. Kenny was saying, you know, it's easy when we can look back and we can relate, same thing you were saying, Kyra. But I think sometimes when we are ministering to, our single brothers and sisters, if we are married, sometimes, I believe they feel as though we can't relate because, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, I forgot that I actually can because there was a point where I was single and saved.
That's
and nice. And when I was talking to my friend the other day, I had completely forgot. You know, I'm like, well, I'm married. You know, I'm married now, but I had to be taken back. To then
right.
to say, wait a minute, you know, I do understand that, you know, I didn't, I failed quite a bit, you know, I did. It was hard, but that was my heart's desire. Even when Kenny and I got together, you know, he knew my desire. I didn't want to, you know, engage in premarital sex. Not that I did, but, you know, I felt bad. It was a conviction. It was, you know, it was just all of that because that was my desire. And so sometimes do you all think that, would you all agree with that? That sometimes the singles feel as though they cannot, that we, if they have married pastors or, you know, married ministers over them, that sometimes they may feel like we can't relate to them. Would anybody agree with that or disagree?
I agree. And the reason I agree because I've heard it said so many times She don't know what I'm going through. He don't know what I'm going through. They do every night.
That's right.
And I have no one. And because you, and to me, that's a person that's feeling sorry for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the true thing, with well, the thing with me is, I'm single as well. And I feel that you can tell me something that can help mm-hmm. me and bless me. I do. I feel that. Because I mm-hmm. have a different outlook now. And it's the positive outlook. It's the way God got me looking at it. I don't have, because I'm saying, I don't have to go out here and have sex with no one. I don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even an interest to me. And you can hear a lot of times, people, my girl, I know you be lonely. I'm not lonely. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can
mm-hmm.
honestly say that with a smile on my face. I am
mm-hmm.
fine. And I'm thankful every day. And this is what God is showing me. When that right person comes, to me, this is the only way I'm going to get that right person. I got to do according to his word.
Amen.
Not Kenesha's word, Joseph's word, but I got to do according to his word. I will hold myself until that day comes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I really want to also say, and Pastor Michelle, I want to thank you very much, because when we was in old good old Dutch land, you kept our children, and Lord knows that's y'all. Let me just make a confession. Had it not been for Pastor Michelle, Jared and Mariah wouldn't have been here.
We didn't know it was Jared.
Well, old Mariah wouldn't have been here. So, Pastor Michelle, we're grateful.
Wow.
We're grateful. I'm just going to be real. I'm keeping it 100 with y'all on tonight. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The timing was right. Hallelujah.
Cut it out now.
I'm sorry, y'all. Please excuse me. Now, okay, let's get back
good,
on
good evening.
Track. Yep, please, let's get 5 new callers. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, I want to, and we have Shannon on the line. Shannon, your line is open. How you doing?
Hi, good evening, everyone. And I
what
want,
up, Shannon?
I
just, how you been?
Hi.
How you
hey,
been?
Hey. I'm still here. But I just logged in, so just dialed in. And I just heard the last lady that was speaking. And I agree and I disagree. I'm single, and I have been single for a long time. I've been in relationships, sexual relationships, but not a real relationship. And Kwaisa, when you posed the question, you know, do some single people feel as if we can't, go to our pastors or, you know, people in the church and discuss our issues? And so,
yeah, do they feel as though we can't relate?
Yeah. Mm. I think you can relate, but I think you can give good advice, but I don't think you can really can empathize, because if you ain't never really been in that position, and I'm not talking about like single for, you know, when you're courting your husband or you dating your husband and then y'all end up getting married. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actually being lonely and dealing with, you know, just the singleness. And granted, I love the Lord. I love God, but I'm still asking every daily for my husband. So when the lady was just commenting, like, you know, she's perfectly satisfied with her singleness, and that's great. And I know some women are like that. I'm not. I ain't perfectly. I want to keep telling God I ain't. And
oh,
I'm
don't misunderstand me. Oh, please don't misunderstand me. I'm with you now. I'm praying to God for
they said she wants a husband now.
Please don't misunderstand that.
Oh, but But no, you do have to accept wherever God has you in your life, and I completely understand what you were saying. But you know, some folks just be like, "Well, I love Jesus, and I'm married to Jesus, and Jesus is my husband," and I ain't got to that point. You know,
I'm trying to be obedient right now. I ain't got that either.
And I get it. I've been obedient, you know, and I will continue to be obedient. I'm not compromising that at all, because that's what we're supposed to do. But I had to get to that point, you know what I'm saying? But I still have my days. I still have my challenges. I still have my desire. And even though, you know, people, they say they understand, a lot of times, unless you have truly walked in those shoes, like, you just don't really understand what be going on, because it's a lot. It's a lot dealing with just the singleness, and then with me also being a single mom, you know, and raising my children and handling all of these responsibilities by myself. God is there. He is definitely there, and he does provide for me, and I am so grateful. But there are days when I just feel like I'm just by myself, you know, and I'm being pulled in 800 directions, and then I'm still laying on these pillows by myself at night. I ain't got nobody saying it's gonna be okay right here today in this bed. No, it don't. You know, there's nobody physically here, so it does become frustrating. But you know, God is getting me through, so I do learn how to change my focus and how to just not harbor on the loneliness and the singleness, because I know He's coming. As long as He done told me my dude coming, oh, He's coming. So
yes.
I'm good with that.
And that's
my comment.
And Shannon,
so, yeah,
the point.
I went to Facebook. I said, let me do that. I said, oh, I got 30 minutes. Let me get on this phone.
Yeah, what I was saying also, the point that I was making, you know, before, I think it was before you logged in, is that, you know, you have some pastors, or ministers, they have actually gone through it. And they may be married. It may not have been as long, you know, and they are married now. And so sometimes the singles may feel, you know, the single members may feel like they can't relate, when in actuality they have been there. It may have only been 2 years opposed to 12, but still, you know, they still were there, you know.
Yeah.
Regardless of the time, it was still something that they went through. So, and sometimes, you know, we look at people where they are, and we forget about what they've been through.
Amen.
So, yeah. Does anybody have anything else to say on that part? Nobody? Okay. So this is what I wanted to ask, and please, for single people on the line, please answer this question. So I was having a conversation with another friend of mine the other day. She was single when we met her, but she's not anymore. So she was talking about the church that she attends and their single ministry. And the lady that's over the single ministry, she's like one of those people you were talking about, Shannon. You know, Jesus is my husband, and, you know, I don't want to be married. Okay. So she was saying how when the ladies are talking about the things that they go through, you know, when they had a night, when they won't, you know, they going through they have their sexual desires and their, you know, those type of things. And they were just talking about that, and they were asking her about, you know, how do we handle these things? And so my friend, she was aggravated because she was saying, you know, all she talked to them about is holy living and praying. And so she was saying, well, they want to know how to handle it. And so I was listening to her, and then I said, well, maybe she doesn't know how to answer the question. Maybe she doesn't know how to tell them how, outside of praying. So do you all feel like there is more that we should be giving, you know, our single brothers and sisters when they are going through that? First of all, you know, we do have to recognize that it's there. We can't turn a blind eye, but like, you ain't got no business feeling that way, because that's not true. Everybody got physical needs. That's just what it is. You know, that's, you know, an emotional need. So how would you all say, coming from, you know, the standpoint of being single, what are you looking for when you're going through that? What are you looking for? Are you, you know, what are your suggestions? What do you all have to say about that?
I know, well, when it came up in my, well, I'll just first comment with the young lady. It's hard when you do have people coming at you just saying, you know, just you know, wait on Jesus and just be comfortable just with that and pray and God will take the desire away and this and that. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, okay, Lord, just make it be a temporary desire because I don't want it to disappear now. So because I don't agree with that. But in my church, when that topic, sex, came up or masturbation came up, my pastor just was like, okay, flat out, it's wrong. Period, point blank, that's not what you're supposed to do. And, you know, other women who have been single for quite some time, they basically got up and agreed and co-signed what he said. And so, you know, with me, I'm like, okay, I haven't mastered that either. Now, it's not like it's just absolutely crazy. It's an addiction or something like that. But when I'm sexually frustrated, I have to release myself because I don't want to go out and sleep with nobody. I don't want to do that. So I'm like, okay, then I'm like, well, okay, my pastor saying it's wrong. Then I'm looking for stuff online, like, is it really wrong? Then you get mixed reviews on is it or is it not. So I just really think that people in the ministry, when people do actually come and are very transparent, just be real, you know. Just, or if, you know, don't be so condemning, I guess, if that's what the person is dealing with or whatever. But that's just a small piece of that.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else?
Hey, y'all been so quiet. Pastor Michelle, where you at?
I mean, I know you're not single, but.
I have all these kids in the background, so I'm trying to stay on mute. I would say, well, since you called me out, I'm going to say I agree with parents. One of the hardest topics to talk about, and for some pastors, not me, is having sex in any capacity, single or married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody that was under my ministry knew my two favorite subjects was sex and God. Very far on the other end of the spectrum, but that's what it was, because it is something that is naturally awakened in you at a certain age. Being, it doesn't matter how it came about, it's just the truth. And how to sustain or how to practice abstinence or what to do in lieu of, I've had children and now I've come into this lifestyle of being saved and wanting to live holy, but I still have these desires. I feel as a church, as me, Michelle, it's worth talking about, because what will end up happening is if you don't talk about it and you don't discuss it, you'll have, like you said, the one pastor, one lady. First of all, she shouldn't have been over the singles ministry because her mindset was wrong. She should have been over the ministry of the nuns and the eunuchs. That's what I feel. Because there are a lot of singles who want to be married, and we know that Jesus is the, you know, God is the husband and all that stuff, but we want what is natural on this earth. And when God brought man and woman together and they knew each other, it was good. And that's just the truth. And so people are in the church now act like they're afraid to talk about it. So when someone pops up in the church pregnant, then they're embarrassed to go back to church now they've been shunned. And you don't have sex. God is gonna. What if you're in the middle of having sex and God comes down and Jesus parts the sky? And well, what if you're in the middle of committing any sin and God comes? You know, so I personally think it's important to talk about that, to talk about what happens when the urge comes. What are alternative methods? Do you believe in alternative methods? Or does the church you go to believe in alternative methods? What does the Bible say concerning it? Because a lot of people will tell you, like, oral sex and things like that are wrong. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep this PG-13, you know. But it's a lot, because a lot of people turn from their salvation, turn from their holy living, because they can't get the answers to what their flesh is doing. And they've already responded to their flesh in the past, and so now they don't know how to handle it on the side of being saved and living holy. There is, I don't
Shannon, I commend you. I couldn't be you. I thank God that I am married. I commend your very walk. I commend your strength. I commend you saying, yes, this is what it is, because people don't look at it like that. I'm the same way. I look at it exactly how you look at it. People will tell you, you dirty, you nasty, you're wrong. Look, let me tell you something. I'm not going to say that, but I just commend you, Shannon. I commend you, because what I was going to say probably would have kept it up to PG-16, so I'm just going to leave that where I was going to stay alone.
Thank you.
Because people are not that real, you know, and I know that it's far. I only get a taste of your life, Shannon, when my husband deploys. You're living this life 24/7. I'll get a taste of it if he deploys, if he goes to the field. But I still have that person that I know that he's going to return and lay in the bed next to me. You see what I'm saying? So for me to have that taste at a year at a time, I don't like that taste. So I say, God bless you. I pray that God go ahead and release and allow your husband to see you and you to see him so you can enjoy what Adam and Eve did from the beginning, that we could come together and know one another, and enjoy not just the sex part, but enjoy the intimacy and having that husband and the two becoming one. Because people think it's all about sex because you're married. No, it's a whole partnership. It's two becoming one flesh, and it's no longer just sex. It is love. It is an intimate. Simultaneously joy that is expressed that's outside of just the normal sex act. So I'm just asking for your sake, ma'am, that God performs what he's going to perform, whatever you need God to release, whatever you have to release, let God do everything that you got to do, and let God open up that blessing for you that you may receive your husband. I commend you.
Amen. And thank you. That was wonderful.
Ma'am. Thank you, Pastor Michelle. Anybody else? Should we be telling our singles more when it comes to that? Anybody else opinions on that?
You know,
Go ahead.
Ready? This is Minister Shannon, and I commend Shannon as well. And the last speaker, that was awesome. I really believe that entities such as this is a very needed outlet for transparency, and, you know, to let people know that we're here for them during this season in their lives, because, you know, once single, then you get married and you might find yourself in that boat again for whatever reason. And so just as men and women to be mindful of the phases in life of the believers. And don't forget that we are believers, but we're still in this body. And we have a lot of people want to live fictitious lives. You know, these are real issues. These are real, it's real life. We all walk in church. However, we're still in this body, in this earth. And having entities such as this and support groups, maybe even accountability partners that's just there, you know, for whatever reason that person may need during that walk in their life. And then reach back once they're not, no longer single, reach back and do what the other young lady did, give back, you know, and just be mindful of different phases in a single. That's all I
had
to say.
Well, thank you very much.
That's good, and I can agree with that. I will say during my celibacy journey, it's 21 months or 21 and a half months or something, but it's a long time. I will say what helps me get through, even if you don't have or if you don't feel comfortable you know, within your church, you do need to find somebody to talk to. So
right.
I have my spiritual sisters, and I am so grateful, you know, because it gets real challenging over here sometimes. And again, it's not just necessarily the physical
just the sex. It's you know, talking and just interacting with a man. I have four children. I love them all, you know, but sometimes it's just you. And I have girlfriends and sisters, and I go to prayer groups, you know. That's where I've been. I've been going to prayer groups every Friday. So I keep myself busy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just, okay, my flesh gets to screaming. So, but I make a conscious decision before I, you know, do something that I'm going to regret. I will, you know, reach out to people and talk to them and ask them to pray for me and my strength and help me get through this thing. And then it passes. You know, it does pass, and it gets easier. You know, it don't go away. It just gets easier to deal with. So my suggestion to anybody else that goes through this and who may not feel comfortable going to, you know, their church, talk to somebody, get involved with a group, do something. Because if you just sitting around not doing anything, of course you're going to start tripping, basically.
That's right. Ma'am. Yep, that was good. And I, you know, like I when I'm talking to singles, I'll say, you know, you can pray for it to be minimized some, but you don't want to pray for it to go away, because you want a husband. When you want your husband, you want it to come back in full effect. So, you know, we're made that way. That's how we are. And we do need to acknowledge that it's normal. You're normal for feeling this way. It's not the devil. The devil ain't playing tricks on you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got your mind. I'm sorry. Pastor Michelle, go ahead.
Make you think that. But yeah, go ahead. They will make you think that, though.
I have a question for our host on the phone, Pastor Ken and Pastor Fraudulent. Do you, as pastors, and what you know about the Bible, do you think it's okay? And if anybody doesn't want to hear this, it's right now the time to lay your phone down. Do you think it's okay to self-pleasure yourself?
Do I think it's okay? Well, that's a good question. And I'm not.
Keep your business to yourself.
And you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't
tell
everybody your business.
Yeah. You know, all right. I'm gonna answer. I'm just gonna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna keep it real. I would much rather ask God to continue to give me strength than to continue to fall and keep going out there and connecting soul ties with each and every, you know, each and every woman that I come in contact with. You know, I would much rather, you know, me saying, Lord, I fail today, Father, and I need your help.
That's not answering the question.
So, do I think it's okay? Yes. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, yes. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Straight up, I'm going to keep it 100.
Pastor Fraudulent, your answer?
I don't see no problem. I know I've heard that it's in the Bible, it's wrong somewhere. Has anybody seen that?
Anybody seen it in the Bible? Can you direct me to the scripture?
I haven't seen it in the Bible because I look for it. Believe me, I pulled it. But
I look for it too. Go ahead.
And from my understanding, it's the whole self-gratification thing or issue or, you know, sin or something like that. But I just don't see it. I don't know.
Well,
I have to be on the female side. You know, when you know better, you
do better.
Yes. And I have, but I no longer do that. I don't know, it leaves some kind of guilt feeling with me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See? Right. Go ahead, Faye. I was just about to say something on that.
That's a feeling. That's something.
If I got to stand on the promise of what God say, I got to be patient. Lord knows I ask him for strength. Mr. Carr, I'm with you. But you have to ask for patience, and that's what I have done. But I'm not one of them that's so holding. I talking about the Lord is my husband, the Lord is my boyfriend. I ain't seen whether that's it. That no, I'm like you, and I don't need to go and do that in a moment because I know better.
Well, see that's the whole thing I was gonna.
Right thing.
That's the whole thing I was gonna mention though. And I got two things. Right, we have to remember that in the beginning, when Adam was in the garden, right, and when God saw fit that he said that it was not good for man to be alone, God already knew the temptation that would come about anyway with him being alone, right. So he gave him a wife. And not only did he give him a wife, but he'd also mandated for them to be fruitful, right, and replenish the earth. And then my next thing I wanted to say is it's also in the scripture. It's also in the Bible where we are not to put a stumbling block in front of our brother. So if it's one thing that we're doing, as long as it's something that's not causing another person to stumble, then by all means, we got to make sure we continue to live by scripture when it comes to the stumbling block.
And Faye, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a conviction for you. You know, it's just like Pastor Michelle mentioned oral sex. I'm not about to get into that, not on this show. You know, but I'm just using that as an example. You know, she brought that up. You hear two different things. You know, some people say that's a... You know, you going to hell for that. That's defiling the bedroom. I've heard that. You know, using other things like toys. I've heard that. You know, that's defiling the bedroom. Some people for it. Some people are not. You know, I like you, Shannon. There was a time where I really did I was searching, you know, because I too had my point where, you know, I wasn't married. Then when I got married, my husband was gone. So I was searching. I was searching about different things like that, you know, masturbation, oral sex, you know, those type of things. And it is a controversy in the church. It truly, those things are a controversy in the church because you have, you know, you do. You just have two sides to it, or three. Some people say no. Some people say yes. Some people say I don't care. You know, so that's, it's just if it's a conviction for you, then definitely I would say don't do it. Do not engage in it.
Amen.
That would be what I would have to say on that.
Minister Shannon signed in 1 Corinthians 6:18. It says further confirms this, saying that unlawful sexual relations defile our own body, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body.
Right.
Yeah.
The question that people would have there would be what is considered sexual immorality. What is considered to be, you know, that's where the controversy comes in the church.
Right.
Well, what is immoral? We know fornication is, you know, according to the Christian belief, we know adultery is, we know fornication is, you know, but then there's this other area where people are like, okay, well, is this immoral? Is this not immoral? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it also says something about self-abuse. Abuse of one's self, of one's ability, masturbation. Those are the two things that it gives for self-abuse.
Okay, that would be in a study Bible in the notes.
Mm-hmm, right.
back to what was said at first. When you know better, you do better. And it, when you talk about the scriptures, it talks about, you know, as we understand and each person's revelation. And the word that I like that you just used was, what's that word she just used? Oh, her own personal conviction, because the Holy Spirit will convict you and the Holy Spirit will teach and guide you. And we all need a Savior. And, you know, the bottom line is there is no condemnation as long as we walk in with Christ on different levels. I believe that he will reveal to us as we grow exactly where we are. But there is no condemnation. And I think that as the body of Christ, we put our own self in bondage to a lot of things.
I agree.
Come to it, not be so hard on ourselves. And you know, from one moment talking about what's the Sabbath really, and now talking about this and that.
Right, right.
The Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. And
liberty.
I believe as we go for the glory and in his grace and understand his grace, it empowers change on many different levels. And so with your own personal conviction, I believe the scripture will speak for itself and the Holy Spirit will guide you as you deal with a part where masturbation is concerned, you know. So that's my take on it.
I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that.
Well said.
That was well said. I completely agree with that. Yeah, something.
Thank you.
No, I like that. That was profound.
Yes, that was. Does anybody else have anything? Anybody?
I'll keep Pastor Quadrilling.
Go ahead, Pastor Michelle.
I'll say it very quickly. I read that verse, and I read the scriptures prior to the verse, and I read the scriptures after the verse. Again, they're really talking about like a prostitute and things like that. But that's why I tell people don't just read a scripture, don't just read a verse in the scripture. Kind of try to sift through the whole chapter so you can find out what the whole chapter is talking about. Because we can all pick out a verse and allow it to mean what we want it to mean. Even in the study Bibles or not. Therefore, you to study. You have that Bible. You may have another Bible that says another thing. So I kind of like to know what the whole chapter says and what it's talking about. And, it's, you know, and actually this is saying that it's judging problems between believers. And so there's a whole thing that goes on before that verse is even said. There's 17 other verses before that. But, amen, praise God. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen.
Thank you, ma'am. I thought you was about to ask us another question. I'm just kidding. But that's true. I agree with you as well. As, you know, both of you. I appreciate what everybody's saying, because it's really, I love it how we're all able to come together as believers. We're able to express, you know, what we know, the Word of God, and also, you know, our opinions on things. And so this thing, I do think we probably all will agree with, I hope so anyway. There is an article going around. There's a pastor out. She's written a book called Good Christian Sex.
Wow.
And in her book, she's saying that single Christians can have sex as long as it's mutually pleasurable and affirming.
What?
Oh. What?
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard of that book.
Look, the devil is alive.
And the devil is all the way alive.
The devil.
And I mean, she's even citing 1 Corinthians. She's even citing the scripture you all just read, Faye. She's even citing that. She's citing that scripture to try to back up her point.
Then Pastor Michelle, just got to read the whole thing. Now she's a part.
So I'm going to reshare this on my page, and I'm going to tag you guys in it.
It makes for an interesting read.
Yeah, I would definitely say it does make an interesting read, callers. But we
which we know
is not biblical, right? Because that scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:18 says that we ought to flee from sexual immorality, and it says that every other sin a person commits is outside of the body. But we already know, y'all, when you have sex, right, there's one puzzle piece that's being connected to the other puzzle piece,
that's,
you know,
right.
For the PG listeners, right? So now this puzzle that's actually being completed outside of marriage, right, it's a soul tie happening. And what I mean by that, y'all, if we think about it, when the man relieves himself inside the woman, God allows for this, God allows for this soul and the spirit to be implanted into this release, which therefore forms with the egg and therefore creates another living being. So we know right now that right there ain't even biblical what that lady's talking about. However,
right,
what she's doing is, she threw a stumbling block out there for people, and people probably going out there to buy this book, even if it's $100.
Because
they want to know.
Pastor Michelle. Pastor Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, don't you think that's the way, when you know you're doing right, that's the devil trying to sow something at you?
Minister Phyllis, you know, everybody, if I forgot your name, if I didn't call you, I still mean, you know, Leanne, everybody. But we, mm-hmm. I think this would be an awesome conversation for us to pick up on Tuesday. If there's anything that you guys think about that you want to discuss, please bring it to the table. You know, this is, we're about real stuff on here. You know, we far from the professional shows, you know, let's keep it real, talk about the real stuff, and let's, you know, try to help people as much as we can. That's what we're all about. Hey, did you have anything to say?
Pray for that pastor.
Sure enough. You better say it. Somebody do it. Somebody do it. Straight up. So, hey, look, callers, listeners, look, I thank y'all definitely for calling in on tonight. I know you had a busy schedule, but I pray y'all week was great. And if your week wasn't great, I pray that after tonight, right now, if I could, because, you know, I feel it in my spirit that we need to pray to close this out on tonight, right? Yeah. All right, so all hearts and minds clear. Father God, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to make it through yet another week, Lord God. For, Lord God, this week may have been trying for some, Lord God, but we're still grateful, Lord God, that you allowed us to see the end of the week, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Father God, for our listeners, Lord God, that are on the line tonight and for our callers that called in on tonight, Lord God, we pray, Heavenly Father, that the things that they may have had, Lord God, that may have caused them, Lord God, to think about certain things, Lord God, when it comes to not being married versus married, Lord. We pray that some of those things were open, Lord God, and they were comfortable in sharing what they wanted to share and what they needed to share on tonight. And, Father God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that from this day forth, Lord God, that you would strengthen us, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to keep this show running, Lord God, because we're praying, Lord God, that lives are changed, Lord God, each and every time someone picks up the phone to call in, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that each and every time someone reads about, Lord God, the topic that comes up, Lord God. Lord God, that you bring them into, Lord God, the opportunity, Lord God, to call into the show so that they can be blessed, Lord God. Lord God, we love you and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will strengthen our bodies and our minds, Lord God, and keep us focused, Lord God, and dependent on you. For these and all things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 All
amen.
Right. Well,
amen. God bless you all.
Yes. Yes, God bless you too. Callers, listeners, I say thank you. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and let that marinate, and y'all come on back and see us on Tuesday. Now you hear?
All right, y'all have a good night. Love you all.
Good night.
All right, love you too.